about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Hello, and thank you for clicking on this podcast, whether it be via the app or the website, yourharrogate.co.uk, maybe your favourite podcast location. I appreciate it. If you are using the Your Harrogate Radio app or our website, make sure you enter all our competitions because we've got some great prizes, including £1,000 to spend with the team at Yorkshire Radiators, or how about a bit of pampering? Always nice. That's at the Turkish Baths. Plus, Glampfest is coming back to Knaresborough, not too far away, and you can save on your tickets via our half price vouchers. Now on the way, we're going to hear from a Harrogate mum who is launching a brand new dance academy with very good reason. Zara Dodds is her name, and alongside husband Tim, showing immense strength. Their story is amazing. You need to stick around for that. But first of all, as I like to do at the end of the week, feature a bit of Harrogate Town. Final match of the season is incoming this Saturday, the 27th of April. Simon Weaver and his men are off to Salford City. Have a good one if you're going along to support that League Two match. And I've been speaking to all-round good guy, here comes defender Derek Abu. Derek, first of all, nice to have you on. You've not been at Harrogate Town that long, so since joining on loan from Southampton, how have you found life in Yorkshire and life at Town?
It's been good. It's been a different type of environment, but I've enjoyed meeting new people and getting men's football under my belt, and I'm really, really happy to have this opportunity.
Is there anything in particular that's impressed you about the squad, about the gaffer and the backroom staff?
The staff have really been really, really like surprising to me, how they've been welcoming me like since the first day, and they've always told me to just be myself and express myself whenever I get the opportunity. Nothing negative to say about them.
You've had great experience being with Southampton. They're in the playoffs, definitely, and potentially going to be a Premiership club next season. So are you going back there? Have you been offered an extended deal with Town?
I'm going to be back there next week. So I'm going to be involved with helping the squad reach the playoff finals and obviously hopefully make it back to the Premier League. So then we'll see what happens in the summer. It's up in the air right now, but I think a decision we made in the summer.
That's an amazing opportunity. So how excited are you for that? Obviously, no disrespect to Town, but going back to a Championship club and being involved with that exciting journey of potentially playoff final at Wembley and then the Premier League.
It's what you dream about. Is the moments you play for. So I just can't wait to obviously finish the season on a high. And obviously, if I have the opportunity to help Southampton, then I'll be ready.
Your international career is a real interesting one because you've already featured for England and Nigeria, haven't you?
Yeah.
But you've also got the opportunity of potentially playing for Germany too, because that's where you were born.
Yeah, exactly that, literally.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I'm blessed to have the opportunity to play for three nationalities, and I think when the opportunity comes, we'll see which one I go for. But all three are amazing nations that it's so hard to pick from, but yeah, I'm blessed to have the opportunity to play for Wolverine. I'll get in motion.
Well, good luck with that when the opportunity arises. That's fantastic. And something else that Town fans might not be aware of is your music career. I've been enjoying the summer feel to the video of Get in Motion as you as chosen. It's nice. So just tell us about that journey and how it's all come about.
I've been doing music ever since I can remember as well. But I started to take it seriously as I got a bit older, and I just thought, what's the worst that can happen? Let me just chase both passions that I have. I really enjoy music as well as football, so I wanted to delve deep into it, and I don't regret the decision because I'm in a good place with my football and my music. And I'm so happy that the Harrogate fans, they love it. They always like be singing chants and telling me to drop music, so it's an amazing feeling.
And what have your teammates in the Town dressing room said about it? Have they approved?
Oh yeah, they all approve. We all make like just little banters about it, and it's a good vibe around the change room.
If there's another player, Derek, who you're going to get on board as a musical partner, is there anybody in the dressing room who stands out, who's got that talent?
Gotta give it to James Belshaw.
Ah, oh, brilliant. Chosen featuring Belly. Amazing. It's a hit in the making.
No, it's coming. Don't worry.
Hey, if you film more videos in summer locations like you've done for Get In Motion, I'm sure he'll be well up for it, definitely.
100%.
Now, the MK Dons, I was at the Environment last weekend. It was a crazy game. What was it like to play in?
Oh, it was one of those games where we felt like we had it. We played really well. Just moments where we switched off. I think that cost us the game. But I feel like they kept the ball so they were really, really comfortable on the ball, and credit to them. But I feel like we had every opportunity to obviously beat them, but we just came out of the wrong side of the game.
Their third goal, to level it in particular, was that a situation where you all thought it was offside?
I think so, yeah. I think because everybody stops.
Yeah.
And everybody literally stopped. So we all thought maybe it was offside, but it clearly wasn't. So that's an area that we reflected on and we've looked on. And obviously, we need to improve to just never stop until the final whistle.
So final game of the season. Nothing to play for as such for both teams, but I would imagine the message from the gaffer and from you all, really, going to Salford City is finish on a high?
Exactly that. We've obviously done better than last season and we need to just keep improving, obviously make a statement to how we're going to be coming in next season. So I think if we end it on a high and obviously everybody can recharge their batteries and for next season, just keep improving. So I think that's the message that we want to send to the Harrogate Town fans and obviously the league.
Well, listen, great to chat to you. Thanks so much. Good luck with heading back to Southampton and that playoff journey, which is very exciting. And should there be any more music releases from Chosen, then enjoy that as well. And we'll maybe see you next season, hopefully, back at Harrogate Town.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Pete. Thank you.
Big thanks to Derek for taking time out to chat to me for the purpose of this podcast. And good luck to all our local sides this weekend, including Harrogate Railways men. They've got a few matches left to play. They've been behind because of so many postponements. They're at home against Retford. Knaresborough Town finishing their campaign this Saturday, the 27th of April at Barton Town. And then on Sunday, Harrogate Railway ladies are at Leeds Modernians. The ladies of Burbridge off to Leeds City. And Knaresborough Town women are off to Burley Trojans too. Now, away from football, there is a new dance academy that's opening up. It's Harrogate mum Zara Dodds. Sit back and listen to Zara's story.
Hi, I'm Zara Dodds, mum of two girls in Harrogate, and my husband Tim is going to be competing in the bed race this year.
Zara, thank you so much for coming into Your Harrogate.
Thank you.
First of all, let's talk about the reason as to why Tim and Powell's are doing bed race this year, because it's with a real important cause and a cause that's close to your heart.
Yeah, it is. So our youngest daughter, Aurora, was diagnosed with something called Smith-Magenis syndrome last year. It's a very rare syndrome. It affects 1 in 25,000 people. We're still learning about it ourselves, but that's what we're going to be running for.
So just tell us about Aurora and the traits, what this condition causes.
Yeah, so originally I noticed that she wasn't developing properly around 5 months. She wasn't hitting her milestones. She was getting ill frequently. We'd been admitted to hospital quite a few times, sometimes needing oxygen. And then eventually when we got the diagnosis, things all started to make sense. So some of the other traits: self-harm, so she'll bite her hands until they bleed, head banging. She has a reverse sleep pattern, which is an absolute nightmare for us. So she wants to be awake in the night and asleep during the day.
So, I mean, really testing for you all.
Yeah, really testing. But I've been really lucky that I've been put in touch with a support group that is mums of children with Smith-Magenis syndrome. It's been so helpful for me because of the rarity. You can get advice. Sometimes you can just have a bit of a moan how tired you are and how difficult it is sometimes. But there's always good days as well. But I think what is hard, if you do go into hospital, a lot of the paediatricians, a lot of the doctors and nurses, they've never heard of the condition. So you have to educate them on your child's syndrome.
And that in itself creates, I would imagine, a frustration like no other, because you think, please, I don't want to explain this again. I just want help. I want Aurora to get where are they at with medication that they can administer? Because you mentioned there are seizures.
There can be. Aurora, touch wood, she doesn't have them currently. It doesn't mean that she won't get them when she's older, but there are different medications to help them. Obviously, she's quite young at the moment, so everything isn't available to her. The main one that we were desperate for was melatonin. We all produce melatonin. We naturally produce it in the evening, but Aurora, she produces it during the day, and that is what sends us to sleep. So Aurora now has melatonin in the evening to help her get sleep and stay asleep. It doesn't always work, but we do have that, yeah.
And your other little girl, is she older, yes. Younger?
Yeah, she's older. She's 6. She'll be 7 next month.
And how is she dealing with it all?
She's been absolutely amazing. So one of the things that was so important to us was to be able to communicate with her. So Aurora at the moment is pre-verbal, so she can only say a couple of words. And when she got the diagnosis, we decided to learn Makaton to reduce some of the frustrations and so that Aurora could communicate back to us. Our other daughter, Alia, has learnt Makaton as well, and she's actually taught it to her year group at school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought that was brilliant.
And so just explain that to us, Makaton.
Yeah, so Makaton is a basic form of sign language. So it's different to British Sign Language because you don't use words while you're signing. Makaton helps support speech and language. So a lot of children go on to speak, but at the beginning when they struggle, it really helps them. So when you sign, you also speak and you teach the language as you're signing as well.
And with regards to Aurora's progression, are there signs that things will improve, or is it something, a condition that she has to manage forever? How does it work?
Yeah. So she will have to have carers for the rest of her life. She will always have to have someone with her. She'll be on medication. However, she is surprising us every day. When we first got the diagnosis, she couldn't walk. She couldn't say any words at all. We were very upset, as you can imagine, but she's surprised us. She now walks. She still has difficulties. She's trying to talk. We communicate in Makaton. So she is a very happy little girl, and that's all you can want for your child.
Yeah, that must be so pleasing for you and Tim.
Yeah.
And all of the family as well. So the charity then, looking at Bed Race.
Yes.
Is this work colleagues who's doing it with Tim? Is it friends? Who is the team made up of?
So it's made up of all our friends. They've been absolutely incredible since we got the diagnosis, and everyone just wants to help. So we just want to raise awareness for the syndrome. Even though it's 1 in 25,000, it's believed that it's probably more like 1 in 15,000. So some people could get diagnosed just with learning difficulties. But if they've not had the genetics testing, it could actually be Smith-Magenis syndrome. So we want to raise awareness for the charity.
And obviously, the more funds that are raised, research into treatments and getting that diagnosis in the first, I would imagine it's so stressful for parents like yourselves when at first you don't know what's going on.
Definitely. So when I first noticed something was going on, I did keep trying to get help, but professionals were saying they all develop in their own time, but as a parent, especially when you've already had a child, we knew something was going on. And luckily, we met an amazing paediatrician, Dr. Marshall, and she has been incredible in helping us find out the diagnosis. But that only happened because she ended up in hospital for 2 weeks with 6 viruses on oxygen for 2 weeks. So we were incredibly lucky in a way that we got to meet this doctor who's really helped us.
Wow, what a time of it you've been through. Fair play to you all for keeping on smiling as well. I'm sure there are days where you just think, go away, world, leave us alone.
Definitely.
So Bed Race, just tell us the name of the charity that the funds will be going towards.
Yeah, so it's the Smith-Magenis Foundation, and our team is Aurora's Army.
Amazing. And have you got a design? Have you helped design the bed?
No, I haven't actually. It's something that we're looking at the moment.
Okay, so work in progress.
Work in progress, definitely.
Now, off the back of this, something that you're doing, and is this a result of Aurora's diagnosis that you've decided to do this dance school?
Yeah, so my background is as a dancer. I used to dance professionally. I've danced all my life. And what I noticed when I had Aurora is I would take her to groups for children and I just felt a little bit out of place. People would say, oh, how old's your daughter? And I could see that they were thinking, oh, is there something there? So I wanted to create a class that children and also parents feel really comfortable, really safe, really happy coming to. So I'm starting a dance school for children with special education needs and disabilities. It's at a slower pace. We use props. It's fun. It's all about being yourself and just having a great time through dance.
Amazing. And when does that start?
So I'm starting those classes from Saturday. It's called the Send Dance Academy in Harrogate.
And whereabouts can people find it and maybe join in? And
yeah, so you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, or you can message me directly.
Brilliant. And is that something that you will take forward and just keep doing on a regular basis?
Yeah, definitely. So I've got huge plans for it. I want it to be accessible for everybody. I've had a few people ask if they can bring wheelchairs, and the answer is absolutely. I want everyone to be included, everyone to feel that they can do it and join in.
Brilliant. Well, well done. Very best wishes to you, Tim,
thank you,
all of the family. And here's hoping that Aurora's Army completes
yes.
the bed race and raises a few quid for the charity too.
Definitely. Thanks so much for having me. You'll have again.